Extra F, page 116, exercise 2.
Anna, Ben and Leo had gone away to the seaside with Aunt Beth. Leo looked around excitedly.
I can't believe that we're here!
Why? Asked Ben. They could only see one other person on the beach, a man walking his dog. Leo pulled a book from his pocket and said,
I've been reading this biography of my favourite singer, Jim Miller. He lived near here.
The book's cover showed a singer on stage. He had long hair under his hat and a tattoo of a bird on his hand.
He was the lead singer of the Gulls, continued Leo. They were famous 20 years ago, but even now their music sounds fantastic. They recorded their last album near here.
He opened the book and read out.
Jim persuaded the band to come to the seaside town where he had just bought a cottage. He wanted to record the next album somewhere peaceful. However, there were soon rows. The rest of the band wanted their music to appeal to as many fans as possible. We can't keep on making the same old music, Jim insisted. He told them he would change things.
What if our fans don't like the new sound? Replied the guitarist.
Jim explained that he didn't care. I'm tired of going on tours and playing concerts. After one bad row, Jim left the studio angrily. I hate being famous, he shouted. I just want to be left alone to make music. Later, people said that the weather was terrible that day. It was raining hard and very windy, but Jim went towards the path along the cliffs to walk back to his cottage. Perhaps he couldn't see through the rain. Perhaps the path was slippery or the wind was too strong. We don't know. But Jim Miller was never seen again. The next day, the police said that they had found his hat in the water. Losing their lead singer changed the Gulls. They made one final album, but the magic was gone. Soon afterwards, they split up.
Anna looked at the cliffs in the distance. The sea was calm today, and the view was beautiful. Suddenly, a ball landed in the sand near them. Anna picked it up. The man on the beach had thrown it, but his dog had run after something more interesting instead.
I think this is yours, Anna shouted.
The man was middle-aged. He was tall and had a beard. As he reached for the ball, the three children saw something on the back of his hand. A tattoo of a seabird. At the same moment, the man saw the book in Leo's hands. For several long seconds, nobody spoke. Then Leo carefully put the book back in his pocket. The man nodded and said,
Thank you.
Somehow, they knew that he wasn't talking about the ball. As he walked away, the children looked at each other.
Why didn't you say anything to him? Anna asked.
Leo smiled.
Didn't you see the look in his eyes? He seemed so peaceful.
Leo turned towards the town.
Let's go back to the hotel, he said. I'll play you one of those Gulls' albums.